3, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. We've talked some football today. We've talked some baseball. MVP, as you just heard during the award-winning Trending Now.
Thank you, Dale.
MVP will be announced tonight. It's just a question of how many votes Mookie Betts will win by, not if he'll win. I think it'll be as big a margin of victory as it was for Bob Melvin over Alex Cora.
It should be. Yeah, I mean, it definitely should be. Everything points in his favor. He had the best season. Like, there you go. He was on the best team. If that influences you at all. And if you're just a nerd and you only vote on war, he had that too. So it's really whatever metric that voters use, Mookie Betts should have it. So, I mean, but Mike Trout will get a couple first place votes just because he will. So I don't think it'll be unanimous, but it should be pretty close to that.
Bye week for the Patriots means not as much football talk. We've kind of already done the Tom Brady, you know, analysis of how he's playing. He spoke to the media yesterday, sounded like he was ready to move forward. We last hour did touch on this. Fitchburg State Nichols. I wonder when the last time either of these two schools got any national pub about anything.
Yeah, not probably what Fitchburg State was looking for, huh? Like, this is how they're now being discussed. Like, that's why they were pretty quick, I think, to make a decision, because it was all over Twitter yesterday, and I saw a lot of people, you know, tagging Fitchburg State in it, and be like, oh, what are these guys going to do? Because this made the rounds nationally pretty quickly.
Well, in the minute Ravel, what's he got, a million some odd followers? You know, the minute he stuck it out there. You know, you knew it was, and I saw it everywhere. Yeah. It was everywhere. The player has issued an apology through social media.
Yeah, good.
The Herald.
He should have held a press conference. His guy was having a press conference at the school, I'm not allowed at anymore.
The Herald called the cell phone listed in his name. The person who answered the cell phone said, "I'm not the junior guard," and hung up. I mean,
I'm not the guy.
They did talk.
These are
to
not the droids you're looking for.
They did talk with Nate Tenaglia's father.
Okay, so the kid who got crushed, dad.
Tried to talk to him. He declined to comment.
Yeah,
he was not interested in comment.
He was trying to pick up his teeth, so he had a hard time discussing anything. What did the dad say?
The kid kept playing.
He kept playing. He's a tough kid.
No, the father declined to comment. He doesn't want to talk about it.
Wow. Interesting.
Now, I don't know where it goes from here. As we said, the player has been suspended indefinitely from the team and barred from campus effective immediately. We don't know if that's a permanent thing. We don't know if that's you got to leave school. I don't know. The irony here is he's a criminal justice major, by the way.
Is that right? Yeah. So he should know what's going on here.
He should probably know that's not right. I can't be doing that.
And he's a junior?
Okay.
I mean, I'm letting the kids stay in school. Like, I know it was an ugly scene. It was bad. I'm not letting them play for my basketball team, but that's where it ends. I think that, to me, is a severe enough punishment. You know, you're done. You're done for the whole season. This isn't a 2-game suspension or a 5-game suspension. You're done for the season. That should be enough. I don't need to then boot them out of school or take them to court.
Well,
but
Keith,
that's just me.
As you know, having played collegiate football at the highest level.
That's right. A lot of assaults on the field.
You know that it's a privilege, not a right.
That's true. That's what they tell you.
They tell you that all the time. It's a privilege, not a right. And, you know, they can ask you to reassess your career goals for things like, you know, your academic record or you steal stuff from the school store. I mean, there are things that'll get you booted.
But I also
think this might get you booted, too.
Now, for example, this is sort of taking it to another level. But say there is a brawl on the field. Like, say there's in football, there's a brawl. And I think a year or two before I went to Hobart, there was one. There was a post-game handshake line that turned into a brawl. Again.
You were involved? You're kidding.
No, I was not. No, before I got there. I wish I got involved in that. No, I was not involved. But I think, again, if that happened on the street, or if it happened at, you know, a frat house, or if it happened at a bar, that's different than on the field. On the field, I think the punishment should then be, okay, you're not playing next week, or you're not doing this, or maybe you're, you know, if it's so bad, you're kicked off the team altogether. I think you can still police it within that, because outside of that, I think it starts to get a little bit, I mean, I guess you could say a slippery slope, but I think at that point, then you start to look at everything. You're like, all right, well, that was, like, we have rules for flagrant fouls, we have rules for personal fouls in football, but that's even more, and so who's going to judge that? And then the next thing, you know, I think it gets way too complicated.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys and go to Scott in Warwick. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
So I was just wondering if anybody knows, like, what type of injury the kid got. Did he not get an injury? Did he just get, like, rattled, knocked down for, like, a second, and he got back up, everything's fine?
Yeah, apparently.
He continued to play.
Yeah, no,
I know that, but is there, like, you know, some guys will get up and they'll have, like, you know, a tooth missing and they'll still play, but is there any type of permanent injury to the kid?
I don't know the answer. I know that he got up and finished out the game.
It's not like he has a broken nose.
You've seen it, Scott, I assume, like we have.
I did see it, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to picture that there's not some concussion involved or something here.
Right, I figured he'd have, like, a big gash or, like, potential, like, either broken nose, chipped teeth, something. And if that was the case, then I would consider more against the other kid. If he's got nothing from it at all, he just got rattled, like, for a few seconds, and then he was fine, and today's walking around town fine, then I wouldn't pursue anything besides, you know, getting thrown off the team and all that stuff. But if the kid's got busted nose, busted whatever, concussion, and he really got, like, you know, beat up from it, I don't know. Then I got to start considering it.
I mean, he's probably got, like, again, because it didn't immediately gush blood.
No.
I'm guessing he didn't break his nose. You know, maybe he has, like, a fat lip. Maybe he's got, like, a black eye or a bruise. But he didn't lose consciousness, it doesn't look like. So he may not
No, he got up.
He may not even have a concussion. Like, he just got...
That's hard to picture, but...
I don't know. Every time you get punched in the face doesn't mean you got a concussion.
It looked like he hit the back of his head on the floor, too.
At least I hope not.
I mean, the way he went down, it looked like he hit the back of his head on the floor as well.
Actually, you know what? He caught himself pretty well. Like, if you watch it... Now, again, that's not... The kid who did it, he could have landed right on his head. You know, the same thing could have happened. But if you look at it, he actually was able to get his arms down pretty quickly, so... I mean, it appears as though he avoided any kind of significant injury that could have happened from the exact same hit.
The other part, and I'll disagree with you slightly in this regard, if there's a brawl on the field, you know,
yeah,
which you probably could have started on a number
sure.
of occasions
like
during the course
yeah.
of,
yeah.
And if you did,
yeah.
there's some participation here, you know, that's yeah. like, oh, hey, we're going now, you know, and okay, I'll go with you.
Oh, yeah.
This kid had nothing to say about this.
No, true. But so there are cheap shots within a brawl too. Like, they're not all man to man, drop your gloves, let's
right,
go,
right.
or woman to woman, let's drop your gloves. But, you know, like Gary Sanchez, for example, remember last year, I think it was Yankees and Tigers, maybe, got into a big brawl. They were all running around each other, and Gary Sanchez ran around
yeah.
and, like, sucker punched somebody. Now, that was dirty. It was,
yes, it
awful,
was.
And he got suspended not nearly as many games as he should have, but I didn't want him to go to court over that. Whereas, again, if you do that exact same thing outside of the field,
yep.
you say, are you kidding me? You just punched that guy in the chin and he didn't even see you? Like, first of all, you're a coward. Like, you'll always be labeled a coward and a dirty player, but I don't think you're then a criminal.
Paul's in Braintree. Hey, Paul.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
I have mixed feelings about this. This was a deliberate attempt to injure. This was not heat of the game. This was not a linebacker coming across the line and going helmet to helmet or like a hockey fight in the heat of a game. But to throw him out of school, to deny this kid a chance at an education, I think is wrong. Ban him from all team sports. But you don't want to do that. You certainly don't want to press charges. That'll set a precedent. But
yeah.
this was not the kid trying to make a play. And he just, you know, like I said, this is not a helmet to helmet hit with someone trying to make a play. And the kid just got, the play was over. This was deliberate attempt. So like that last caller mentioned, injured or not, this was an intentional.
Yeah, he was trying to.
No, I'm with you on that, Paul, and that's why I think that should be the most severe penalty for this should be just kicked off the team. Because think about that. That's a lot. That means a lot to that kid. If he's a junior,
in any team sports at all, but don't take away his opportunity for an education. Don't punish him academically.
Right.
Something he did.
No, I'm telling you, make him go to class. That's the punishment.
Right. Yeah.
You got to get your degree here. You got to go to school, and you're not a basketball player anymore.
Right. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks. Yeah, I agree completely. Like, it's definitely, it shouldn't be taken lightly. And I know kids make mistakes, but you can't just say, what are you going to do? Strike one. Like, let him back out there. Like, no, he should have to face some consequences for this, but I definitely think you can go overboard and you don't need to here.
You haven't been a father yet, but I can tell you that as a parent, there are times in the course of raising your kids where, not to this degree, you'll mm-hmm. look at one of your kids and say, what were you thinking?
Why'd you do that?
What? And generally the answer you get is, I don't know. And I just wondered, at the moment when he looked to see if the ref was looking and then delivered the blow, what's going through his head, if anything?
Well, they're losing, so he's frustrated.
So every time they lose, he elbows somebody in the chops?
Maybe they're undefeated. No, he probably, I'm guessing, had a terrible game. I bet he was player of the week the week before. This week,
well, not anymore, he isn't.
He was probably 2 for 15 from the field. They were losing. He was frustrated, and, you know, he just, obviously you're not thinking that much either. Like, you look quickly, and then you react within seconds, and then he did that. And so, no, he's dumb. Now, you said the kid who got decked, his father declined comment.
I don't know of anyone who's spoken to the kid.
That's not an easy thing to watch, though, I can't imagine. Oh, gosh, as the father, because you want to go down there and knock that kid out, but you obviously can't do that. Or you want to
go if he
do
was
something.
At the game. I mean, you know, right. Parents try to go. This is a Tuesday night game.
Yeah, right.
Maybe so he was there, maybe he wasn't.
I'm sure it wasn't slammed.
Yeah. You probably could have gotten a ticket if you wanted to get in.
I feel like you could have. In this image, you can't see really any fans in this one video, but maybe they're sitting in the student section.
Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing?
Good. Doing great.
Awesome. Loving life here. Yeah, it's a total cheap shot. Kid's a total coward. You know, my personal opinion, that's kind of Fitchburg in a nutshell. But beyond that,
I don't think we can label an entire
just called
town.
Out Fitchburg. Okay.
Have you been to Fitchburg?
All right.
Yes, I have. And I don't think I can label everybody in Fitchburg based on what I saw in a basketball game.
The kid's probably not even from there,
fair.
But okay.
More to the point, though, yes. I'm with Keith. Yeah, ban him from all athletics. You know, don't let him back in any type of sports, but don't deny him his education, that's for sure. But also, one thing I wanted to bring up, and Dale, you know this, being a hockey guy, this is where hockey gets it right. I mean, you know, guys' tempers start to flare, they duke it out, they get it over with. A lot of these cheap shots, in my opinion, and I played sports for a long time too, of course, on a professional level, but like, when you let people get just amped up and amped up and amped up, that's when they snap, and that's where a lot of these cheap shots happen. I think hockey eliminates a lot of that because, you know, okay, let's handle it right now. You know what I mean? And that also, usually guys delivering the cheap shots aren't going to be the ones that are going to stand there and go toe-to-toe with someone. It's just not in their DNA for the most part. So I think if you allowed a certain element of fighting, people would have a, you know, they'd have a healthy fear of not.
In basketball?
Yeah, basketball where you've got no protective.
I think it would get pretty ugly. Yeah, it'd turn into bare-knuckle fighting.
Double dribble or something where you're just knocking dudes out.
Listen,
be a little tough to sell this to the basketball community.
There'd be
okay, go
players,
ahead. Let them rip.
Listen, there'd be certain players that would thrive, but most of them would be terrible, and it wouldn't really matter anyway. It would be. That's not what people are there to see. The other sport,
hockey's the only sport where they allow it. And now it's practically non-existent now.
I was going to say, it's barely allowed.
It doesn't get you ejected the way it does in the other sports. But in football, where they've got all the gladiator gear going,
right.
And they never hurt each other with that. No. I mean, unless you take the other guy's helmet off and beat him
with
it.
Baseball,
but you're not allowed to do it.
Baseball's an odd one because it could lead to some gnarly fights, but it never does. Like, if two guys really...
They always try to do that ninja kick.
If they really
when they get out
off
to the mound.
And, like, two guys, like, really connected, and there's just, like, blood everywhere and, like, broken bones, like, it'd be out of control. But never, like, nobody gets hurt in that either. I think one out of every, like, 200, you get an injury.
It's going to be real hard to sell this in basketball.
No, you're not getting fights in
two
basketball.
College kids are going to... And, by the way, you can't fight in college hockey either.
But there are probably more fake tough guys in basketball than any other sport.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, the guys who say, I got dibs on his shorts.
Well, there's a lot.
That type?
That was football. Oh, you're talking about me now.
Yes,
but I'm saying, but in that sport, so many times, they'll do the, like, hey, hold me back.
Yeah.
Like, you better hold me back, because what happens if you don't? Then I actually have to fight. Or guys, like, run away. There was a great almost fight in the NBA when Carmelo Anthony was on the Knicks. They were down on one baseline. Somebody got in his face. And he backpedaled all the way to the other baseline. He went 92 feet. Hey, Carmelo, the fight's down here. I was like, oh, those guys. And some of them, like, they even, like, look, they're big dudes, and they look tough. And then they get into fights, and it just, for most of them, every once in a while, there's probably a couple of killers out there, but most of them are just babies.
Dustin is out in Western Mass. Hey, Dustin, how you doing? Oh, that didn't work, fellas. There we go.
There
hey,
we
Dustin.
Are. What's up?
Hey, guys. Just calling. First-time caller. Love your show.
Thank you.
This thing. I mean, I don't think they should go to court whatsoever. I mean, the same thing happened in Daniel Webster a year or two ago. One of the kids punched another player in the face, and it was like one of the last games of the year. And then Daniel Webster closed down, and the kid was suspended, and he went to court, and he was on bail for like $30,000 and got arrested, all this, everything. It just was terrible. And I mean, if it wasn't on video, I don't think that it would be such a huge deal, too, because, I mean, these things happen all the time. I mean, I grew up in Western Mass, and I went to a high school basketball game one time, Amherst South Hadley, and one of the kids on the team from Amherst just knocked our coach right over, just ran right into him, and they went to court about it, and, I mean, it was terrible. But I don't think they should go to court.
Me neither. Yeah, I
don't think they will. Now, again, I'll stress that it is the university police who are looking at it. They have the right, as any municipal police department does, to charge this guy if they felt that they wanted to. I don't know that they will. My guess is they probably won't.
Right.
I'm a little hesitant about the, come on, you don't want that to be on his record for the rest of his life argument that I've heard. Because, yeah. You know, if somebody assaults somebody on the street,
yeah.
I don't hear many people say, oh, come on, you don't want that to be on his record the rest of his life.
Isn't that a pretty big difference? Like, I think what happens within the game, again, for the most part, there's the extreme. We had the
this is so far outside the game. But
this is outside of the game, sure, but it's also, I don't know, it happened on the court, and it's a cheap, dirty, it's a really cheap, dirty, coward move, but it is so much different than if he did this on the street. It to me, it is. And so, no, I don't want it on his record. It shouldn't be.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
You should never be doing that in basketball. That's definitely like a bad name for Fitchburg.
Indeed, despite Platt's quick glance to see if the nearby referee is looking, the other ref saw it and kicked him out of the game. And today, Fitchburg State went a step further, saying the school was appalled by the conduct displayed and that Platt had been indefinitely suspended from the team and barred from campus.
It's definitely severe, but also what he did was severe.
It's the report on Channel 4. Now, evidently they found somebody who said, yeah, but what the other guy did was severe, too.
Two severes don't make a right.
Oh, well. I guess what he was saying was the punishment was severe, but what the player did was
correct.
Severe.
Right.
Which it was severe. It was pretty bad. And you know,
we'll see what they end up doing with the how long the punishment sticks. If they boot him out of school, I think it's not just severe. That's overboard.
I mean, in sports that happens. There's always ups and downs. People get frustrated.
We've seen.
That was definitely a down. It felt like.
Yeah.
If it was one of the two, that was more of a down.
Good call by you, Keith.
Yeah. I just call him something like I see him, Dale. That's all that is.
That's why you're here.
Yep.
David's up in Vermont. Hey, David, how you doing? Oh, there we go. Hi, David.
Morning, guys. Afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good. Hey, normally I like you guys, but you could not be more wrong than what you are.
Okay.
Why this kid absolutely needs to be charged. And I, one, don't think he should get kicked out of the university, but let me try to explain
just
why.
Just goes to prison.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't think he needs to go to prison, and I don't. But he does need to be charged. One, this kid was not making a play. It was not in the act of a play. He was not trying to jump up and defend the three and came down hard on him and took his frustrations out there. He was, if I recall, his arms weren't even up trying to defend the three. He went up, raised his arm, clocked him. One of the reasons why he needs to be charged is this kid was defenseless. He didn't see it coming. It wasn't a hard pick. It wasn't rolling off, getting tugged in the paint or grabbed and swung his elbows. This kid strolled up. He wasn't running fast, trying to defend the three, strolled up, clocked him, and then strolled away. And if you don't charge this kid, you're going to set a precedent that this type of behavior is acceptable, and the only thing that's going to happen is you might get kicked off of a crappy D3 basketball team.
But I would flip it on you, David. I would say you would set the precedent the other way, whereas now every flagrant foul you're taking a look at, you're like, well.
So I agree with you. So you were asked earlier, somebody asked earlier about where's the line.
Yeah.
The line is when it is an extension of a play or it's related to a play. And I think if you're going out to defend a player on a breakaway and you hit him real hard, you could argue that in that moment, you're trying to go up, defend the ball. Your passion's got the best of you. Flagrants typically are part of a play. The real travesty in this is, one, this kid was defenseless. He was just shooting a basket. This wasn't even a basketball play that
yeah, but that happens all the time. If a guy gets undercut on a layup, he's defenseless, maybe even more defenseless. He's up high in the air, and he gets his legs taken out, and now you got to throw the book at that guy.
Well, no, only because I think that guy at least was in a basketball play. Now, he didn't do it well. And to go up but I think the manner in which he approaches the guy, not even trying to defend the play. Now, what should happen to this guy is that he should get charged. And I've been through the high school and college sports as a parent, and I've been through this. And if this were my son that did this and they charged him, looking at that video, I can't argue with that. What he should get is charged, They can put him on a suspended sentence for a year or two, see how he does. If he doesn't have any more behavioral incidents, no more fights breaking out, the charges can get dismissed. But this kid needs oversight because that type of act is assault, simple assault.
Yeah, I just think I think there are different rules on the court. I mean, that's where you and I differ. I think on the court, again, I'm not trying to make excuses for this guy. I just wouldn't
know
for the kid. I'm not doing that. But I'm just not going on the other side of it and saying it's an assault. I think there are different rules.
Now, interestingly enough, if charges are filed, it will be by the campus police, apparently, not by the Fitchburg town police. So it would be the campus police who would file them. And I don't think it's very likely, by the way. I don't think they'll file charges. They are looking at it.
And as the caller said, too, now it shouldn't always go into this. And you see this all the time in hockey when a player gets suspended in hockey is what the injuries were for the.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
I hate it.
Yeah, the idea. Well, did he lose a tooth? Did he get cut? Does that change the intent at all?
I hate the idea, but you see it play out other times. And I wonder if that would here. Like if that kid didn't get up. And then, 10 minutes later, he gets stretchered off. He's got a concussion and, his
neck
nose
brace
is broken.
And everything else. Yeah.
It's harder to, give the kid a benefit of the doubt or give him a break or
now,
say, hey,
intent in each situation would be the exact same.
100% the same.
But you're right. The end result would change the perception. Oh, could you imagine if the situation you just described?
Oh, yeah.
They're taking the kid off the court in a stretcher and
neck brace and all that. Then, then the kid is screwed, even though it was the exact same motion that he did.
Mike's on the cell. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing, guys? Well, you just did my whole comment for me, but I agree. I am tired of the punishment being determined by the result. The punishment should be determined by the act, not by the result, because it happens in football and hockey. Like you said, Dale, if the guy is unconscious or he's missing, then he's okay. The guy's thrown out of the game. But if the guy bounces right up, okay, it's a 15-yard personal foul, no big deal. You know what I mean? So with this kid getting punched on the court, if he falls, hits his head, goes into a coma, now it's like, oh, gee, well, now it's really bad. It's really bad. The act itself is bad. The punishment should always be on the act, not the result.
No, it should be. And I'm just
saying, I think that's fair.
I'm just saying this kid, because you're right, that's how it should be, but it's not always that way. So this kid has a better chance of, let's say, remaining in school than had the kid suffered a horrific injury then he has that on top.
And we don't
of
even
it.
Know.
At no,
this,
we, don't.
We don't even know what the kid, if he got a concussion, if he got a broken nose, we don't know.
But he got up pretty quickly and he stayed in the game. So
But there were seconds left in the game when he got clocked. It's like Chara played a 27-second shift after what appeared to be a knee injury that he suffered last night. This kid did get up and did finish out the game. But you and I both know that, they get him in the locker room later and
he might not feel as good.
It's just hard to, when you view it, when you see the hit, it's hard to believe that there isn't some concussion involved, at the minimum.
Yeah, he got crushed. I mean, he absolutely came running through there, elbow right into the face, went right down, but kid, to his credit, he's tough. He was able to shake it off and get back up. So, yeah, we don't know how severe the injuries are, but we do know is that the kid has been suspended indefinitely, and we'll see how the school ends up going, what they do from here.
Ron's in East Longmeadow. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Doing great.
Good. I'm actually a high school referee here in Western Mass, and I did a tournament game last night and got home. My brother showed me the video, and I was like, oh, my God. And I'm actually mindful of that when I'm reffing because of this day and age. I'm waiting for somebody to maybe do that to me. And as soon as I saw it, I said, if that was my kid, I would file charges against him. That had nothing to do with the basketball, and I get hard fouls. There was a kid in the paint last night, big fella, spun around, going to the basket, elbowed the kid right in the face. It was just incidental contact. What are you going to do with that? That kind of stuff happens, but the way this kid just walked over and just maliciously elbowed him in the face, that was assault. That had nothing to do with basketball.
Would you have called a flagrant there?
Oh, I would have ejected him.
Yeah. Which is exactly what they did do. Yeah. Now, he brings up an interesting point here. And you said you wouldn't want to see charges filed. And
I would not.
Okay.
I would, yeah.
What if the kid wants to have charges filed? What if the kid goes to the Fitchburg State Campus Police and says, I want this guy charged for what he did to me?
Well, I think then the kid would look lame, is how I would look at it right away. I'd be like, I would think that's not a great look for that kid. I think he shows a lot more toughness and just sort of like, okay, hey, you know, things happen on the field, even though sometimes they're really dirty. But if the kid wanted to do it, I wouldn't agree with it. I just, you know, I don't, but that would help push it forward. I could see that. I could see if the kid.
I don't think they have a choice. If the kid says,
oh, yeah, right.
I want to file.
I do it.
I think they then have to do it.
Yeah, and then it becomes a whole mess. I don't know what kind of case how that would play out.
It would be pretty cut and dried, wouldn't it?
They would show it, but again, depending
here's the
on
video.
Who but,
here's what he
yeah,
did.
Yeah, but depending on who you're talking about, I mean, some people might look at that and say, well, the court is no different than anywhere else. Whereas other people might say, well, you know, you were in a, you know, a physical game you were playing, and as outside the lines as it was, we feel like this is not really, you know, our place to rule on it.
Steve's on the cell phone. Hey, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Great. How are you?
All right. First and foremost, Dale, I want to thank you for protecting Fitchburg. I mean, no matter where this happens, you can't chastise a stereotype. A city or
that's
an
right.
area.
That's
or,
right.
Or a school or any place else. This was the act of one kid.
Was calling, no I problem. Would never say it's an area. That's absolutely ridiculous.
It was out of bounds.
My thing is, my take is on it, I think probably, obviously, an official apology to the person, to the family, maybe some community service, maybe have to go to a psychologist. You know, I mean, obviously banned from sports his whole time at the school, but those are my takes on it. What do you guys think on that?
I agree with you. I say, well, I don't know about all the other stuff that he has to do necessarily. I'm kicking him off the team. I'm not kicking him out of school. Simple as that. We don't, especially because if you're the team, you know, that's the best way to show, like, oh, do you guys approve of those actions? Nope. And he's not on the team anymore, so you won't see it. If you do something like, and that's a message to the rest of the school too. You're like, hey, if you do something like that in our athletics, you're not on the team anymore. Like that should be the punishment.
He's a junior this year, according to the Boston Herald. The school boots him off the team. Would you let him play next year?
I mean, I guess it depends. Like, what the caller's point was about, you know, whether it's community service or. I don't know. What do they throw you, like the anger management classes and things like that? If he does all of that and he keeps his nose clean and is still a good student and he kind of reapplies to come back next year, I would consider it, yeah.
I'm not sure the social media apology carries much weight for me either.
No. I mean, he was...
For one thing, I'm not even sure he wrote it.
No, he had to do that, or they told him to do that. So I'm not really worried about that, but you can see what happens with the kid. I think his best bet would be... I mean, he's D3. You know, if it's not like... If he was a D1 kid, did this exact same thing... Somebody else would pick him up. Like, say he played for Calipari, then Krzyzewski would pick him up, or vice versa. Like, that's how that would work. But here, like, I don't know if, you know, transferring to Hobart or something is really going to be the big deal for him.
Oh, Hobart had to be the school you chose.
Well, it's another D3 school I can think of.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
So at the risk of, you know, breaking down that fourth wall for those of you listening at home.
Deadpool style?
So a few minutes ago, Keefe goes down to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And there are devil dogs in the kitchen. So Keefe.
Obviously I grabbed them.
Helped himself to a tasty treat.
Yeah.
So he brings it back to the control room and he's saying, hey, guys, there's devil dogs in the kitchen.
Which is a nice thing to say. I could have eaten them all for myself.
You could if you didn't. You were willing to share.
That's right.
Caitlin comes out of the other studio and says, you know, those things could be...
Well, first of all, Ross
fired it in the
garbage.
He goes,
why don't you check the born-on date there? And I'm like, well, I can't find it. And then Caitlin says,
Let's be honest. Devil dogs last forever.
And let's be serious, Keith. Do you really want to eat something that could be like 5 years old?
He was sort of thinking about it.
What if it's like a nice cheese? Didn't they say a nice aged cheese would be good? Like, the other thing is, the truth is, I don't need it because I've been fat shamed on Twitter.
Caitlin
I've been
was
ugly
trying to
shamed
help
on Twitter. No, Caitlin, so I fired
her.
She
was looking out for you. She didn't want you to eat something that might have been here
she's like the guy
during
with
the Clinton administration.
I think Caitlin was more not worried about the how old the devil dogs were, but more like, you have five chins and you're going to try to eat this right now during a break? Like, maybe go back to not eating for the rest of the day. So that's what I'm doing now.
So he fired the devil dog in the garbage can in disgust.
And then so I was asking Rossi and Lucy about some personal training tips. Because, again, sometimes fat shaming and body shaming
Rossi?
Can work. Wait a minute. I was just asking. Wait a minute. Yeah, well, I was.
Well, we don't all have these programs that are telling us everything to do.
So I asked them specifically, how do you get rid of chins? Like, that's really the main part. I know there's a lot of parts I could work on, but that's the specific
program for chins is what you were looking for.
They said push-ups.
What?
That's what I said. I go, what? I go, push-ups.
Well, which one of them told you push-ups, Rossi or Lucy?
No, Lucy said, what'd she say? Like,
Lucy said push-ups. I said overhead press.
Yeah, Rossi said overhead press.
I don't think that's going to help your chins.
No, I think you're just kind of born with it. You know, you got these chins, and that's just how it's going to be.
That's not how it works. You can work off any bit of fat in your whole body.
I should go to the gym today and ask him, be like, where's the chin equipment? They're like, sir, I'm sorry? Like, I really want to work on these chins. And they're like, oh, yeah, the overhead press. It's over there. I'm like, oh, jeez. Thanks. All right.
Go across the street here to the New Balance.
So anyway.
Excuse me. I'm looking for your chin machine.
I thought I was going to get a snack.
Tasty snack.
Turns out, no snack.
And not only were you going to eat the tasty snack, you were willing to share.
I was going to bring the box down.
Is there a whole bunch down there?
Oh, there's a bunch.
Oh, well, there you go.
We're going to feast on them.
Keith, we have breaking news for you.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Ryan, who's OMF's producer, just came in.
Yeah,
there
I know who Ryan is.
Well, I'm doing it for the listeners as well. I'm not trying to take glory for something I didn't create. But he just found a double chin exercise machine. We're going to tweet out from Dale Keefe, WBI.
Nice!
How much does it cost?
It doesn't matter the amount of money because we can finally get rid of those chins you're complaining about.
I'm not even the one complaining. It's everybody else seems to be complaining about it.
And did he also find the possibility of eating devil dogs like forever? Is there any date beyond which you can't eat devil dogs?
Yeah, it's a good point. They probably do last quite some time.
They're
built to last, those things.
Twinkies, didn't they say those could last a century?
Yeah, that's like the whole thing in Zombieland where Woody Harrelson's just looking for a Twinkie. And then actually, didn't he come across devil dogs? Or he came across something that wasn't Twinkies and he was very upset about it. But yeah, those things, they would survive the apocalypse. They would. So I probably should have eaten
you could have had the tasty treat.
Now I've been shamed out of it. Yeah.
617-779-7937. I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
I blame Caitlin, but I feel bad.
I think she did the right thing. You know, and a couple hours from now, I'm going to be like, I'm glad I didn't have those.
So she didn't actually do it to keep you from eating the expired Twinkie, the devil dog. She did it because she was trying to calmly tell you. Oh,
that's
look,
what I'd be like, don't bring them back in here. Do not bring those back in here. I can't eat it now. No, I cannot eat it now.
Caitlin, is there a date
no,
on
it?
Did you see if there's a date?
Yeah, there's no born-on date on there. There's not like a bottom of a can. Don't tempt me with these fatty treats. Please.
You went and got it yourself.
No, I know. But I think that's all I needed. I needed Rossi to tell me when do you think that thing was made. No, it doesn't say. You know what?
Oh, then I think it's good. Let her rip.
What does it say? Maybe it's on the box. April 10th. Okay. April of 18. It's November of 18.
It's only a number of months ago.
No, I'm not doing it. It's probably fine, but I don't need to risk it. It's really, it's good that you guys got in the way here today.
April of this year.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
good.
November.
That's good.
The back, you know.
Do you ever go through your fridge?
Game one of the Red Sox season, this thing was good.
Do you ever go through your fridge and chuck the stuff that?
Yeah.
Like every once in a while, there will be this forced march through the fridge, and you'll start looking at dates.
And you're like, what is
you'll
that?
You'll say these pickles expired in 2015.
Right. Oh, you should see how old our mustards are.
Oh, mustard, yeah,
because you keep buying mustard for some reason. They're like centuries old mustard.
Fun fact: today is National Clean Out Your Fridge Day.
You made that up.
Today is Rossi.
Today is and I did not make it up.
Wow.
Good for you.
I want to know who makes up the national whatever days.
Twitter, maybe? I don't know. Something's
so
always,
we could start a national
day.
Something day?
Yeah.
We could just say,
yeah, what do you want it to be?
This is national put your hand on your butt day.
Dale, why did you go there?
I'm just saying.
Hand on your butt? Well, at least it's
your own
butt.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you could put
fine.
That out there and make it a thing.
Yeah.
That's just a thought. Joey's in Connecticut. Hey, Joey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you?
Good.
So I wanted to bring it back up. Well, if he is, he should really change his major because he will not find a job anywhere. Whether it be police, corrections, this video has his name tied to it. So he's done. Like, nobody's going to hire him knowing that video is out there of him.
So you think, like, what is he, 20 years old? So
yeah, let's say,
kid,
3 years from now, he goes to apply for a job in Brattleboro,
Vermont.
Vermont. And they're going to say, hey. Is there a video out there? I
don't think he's.
If he didn't get charged, I disagree with you.
Yeah, I don't think he's done forever. But I do agree with he doesn't have to be charged for people to know this exists, right? Like that's the thing. In this day and age, we know his name, we've seen the video, but there's gonna be. I mean, it'll eventually with time it'll pass.
when they do background checks on you, obviously that video won't come up. But they don't just do background checks. They'll pull up your name. They'll look through your social media. They're going to find out what your name is tied to. His name is tied to this video.
No, I know. No, Joey, I understand that part. But wouldn't you say, you know, some companies, maybe it is one strike and you're done and we'll never employ you. But other places, don't you think people can change or you forgive somebody for doing something stupid in a split second?
Well, I mean, take any police force at this time. They know that everybody's getting kind of hurry out of now with everything going around. So if you come upon this video, are you going to hire him?
I'm not going to hire him tomorrow, but I'm just saying down the road. Yeah, and let's say this guy...
If he finishes his collegiate, his education, yeah. He gets his degree, he yeah. keeps his nose clean. He doesn't play basketball, but everything's fine. He graduates, you know, with a good record other than this incident. He's not charged. He's not arrested. And, you know, now he's out in the workplace. I'm going to guess that somebody might be willing to overlook a basketball play.
I mean, I think so.
As ugly
right?
as it was.
Like, if you don't think people can ever change or like one act is going to define his entire life. Like, I don't know, maybe there are some places looking to hire that feel that way. And guess what? He won't get a job there. But I think a lot of other places would give the guy an opportunity. I mean, also depending on what he does from here on out, you know, he's got another really 2 years left of school if he's able to stay in school or go somewhere else. And then who knows what's going to happen.
By the way, the texters are correcting you a lot. Snowballs he came across in
oh snowballs
was snowballs
oh, yeah. That makes sense because snowballs are worse than devil dogs, so he wouldn't have been that upset about devil dogs. Snowballs, good call, thank you for the
it was
the,
snowballs
that.
Yeah,
good movie trivia.
Nick's on the cell phone. Hey Nick.
Hi. Let me get you off speaker.
Oh, that'd be great.
Veteran move.
Hi. I was just listening to a couple of people really said, you know, really dumping on the kid that he should be charged, and apparently nobody thinks he should be prosecuted, but he should at least be charged and, you know, continued sentence or anything like that. But I'm wondering how many people thought of that last year when Gronkowski flattened the cornerback after the play and gave him a concussion.
Oh, that's a good point, Nick. And that's why I would say, again, like that sort of backs up what I was saying before. Like on the field, even though there's something dirty or cheap or whatever you want to call it, I think there's enough things you can do within the game to sort of police it, right? Like you can kick the guy out of the game, or it's, you know, it starts as little as, you know, free throws or 15-yard penalty. Like that's sort of like the lowest kind of penalty you can have. And then from there, you can get ejected, you can get suspended, and Gronk got suspended. And so it's the same case where if Gronk elbowed somebody in the back of the head, like in the park,
yeah, they can charge.
They can charge him, yeah. and he could get into a lot of trouble for that. But if you do it in a football game, you're like, all right, you idiot, and you're going to miss another game. But that's kind of where it ends, and that's how I feel about it.
Does it change your opinion at all that Rob Stone of Fox?
Rob Stone,
yeah. Okay. If you saw him, you'd know who he was.
Okay.
He linked the video and said police should be involved. That is 100% assault, said Rob Stone.
I disagree with Rob Stone. I do not think police should be involved. So I respectfully disagree with Mr. Stone on this matter.
44,000 followers on Twitter. I think you've got to rethink this.
That's not going to change my mind.
Rob Stone is the guy that you should be. I wouldn't even listen to
him. Sorry, Rob. Disagree.
Tom's in Cambridge. Hey, Tom.
Okay, well, Keith, I got another Keith for you. And this, I wanted to call in about the Fitchburg incident, but there's another Keith that will survive after the apocalypse. And after the apocalypse, Keith Richards and devil dogs and cockroaches will all survive.
That could be true.
Keith Richards will.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's had a good run.
By the way, this is just Keith, not yeah. Keith.
Oh, my name is not Keith, but that's fine.
About this incident in Fitchburg State.
All right, keep going.
It really occurs to me, as somebody who, I was a three-sport athlete in high school, and two of them I played with helmets on.
Nice.
Football and lacrosse.
Right.
And you make
not synchronized swimming.
No, not
wear the helmet there.
That's all right.
But this kid, for good God's sake, I mean, he made a bad decision. You don't need to throw him off campus for it. He's in his junior year. Let him prove himself as part of the campus community. Let him play again if he can prove himself as part of the campus community and get his degree and move on with his life.
The only disagreement I have with you is I'm not sure I'd let him play again. I don't have an issue with, you know, whatever punishment the school has short of.
Well, let him lose his junior year. It's pretty early in the year. He's lost.
Yeah, it's a full season. It's a full season. I'm done with him this year. And then, yeah, I would reassess it. I would see how he's done. I would see, you know, if, I don't know, like how he's done in school, I guess, could be a part of it. What else he's decided to do. And I think if you're the coach, you can probably even get a sense of, you know, how remorseful he really is, or if he made him, you know, I think you could talk to him and kind of figure that out. But I wouldn't do that for several months.
I'll also say this. I don't know this kid. I've never talked to him. I've never met him. I wonder if this is who this kid is, or was this just one of those brief vapor lock moments? You know, this is a good kid. He works hard. He comes from a good family.
Like the worst,
he just lost it.
Is this the worst of many cheap shots? Like, is he kind of that guy that trips kids? Is he got, you know, kind of always right at the line, maybe not a little bit over it, and then this was over the top? Or, like you said, everything's been fine, and then all of a sudden he's kind of snapped in that one play. We don't know. I mean, the head coach would have a much better idea.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.